This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Oh, man. So if we have to give you the news, I was just going to do commentary all day. Guys, I got a lot to talk about, but I got to give you guys the news. I'll give you guys the news. Thank you for joining us. Everybody's kind of stretching out. Finally got a good night's sleep because a little snappy boom, my new kitten, the newest, animal to our family. And we really got too many animals, honestly, you know, between the dog and the four cats, I think I'm done. No more adopting. But I finally got a good night's sleep, so I'm ready to go. I am fired up. Unfortunately, we have a pretty scary case here. 33 people have been sickened in an apparent mass drugger overdose in New York City. They say the scene looks like something from The Walking Dead. And it is now sparking warnings from police and health officials about the dangers of using spice or K2, which is synthetic marijuana. We're going to talk about that. Marijuana is being legalized and, you know, people are supposed to be having easier access to marijuana. Not sure why we have to have the fake stuff. For those of you who drink beer, we're being told that beer may actually help prevent cancer because the extract hops activates a chemical in cells that prevents breast tumors. I don't like the taste of beer, but I have no problem soaking my bra in it if it's going to prevent breast cancer, because I'm really scared of that. There are people out there called mosquito hunters, and these are people who are spending their days, all right, figuring out how to hunt down mosquitoes to brace for Zika. We'll talk about that. I know they have to have some real good eyesight to be able to do that. Then male circumcision, all right, back in the news. There's been a lot of controversy about it, but we have a new study saying male circumcision and HIV antiretroviral drugs have significantly reduced new infections and take a lot of credit for lowering the incidence of HIV. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how many people are still having condomless sex while on the HIV medication Truvada. Is it protecting them enough? A lot of you are worried about blood pressure, and you don't like your blood pressure medication. Blood pressure medication can make you dizzy. It can maybe cause impotence. You don't like having to go to the doctor to get your blood pressure checked or to your medical provider, and you can't stand paying the copays. Well, a study has come out saying dietary mineral magnesium, meaning, you know, the magnesium you can get in, you know, supplement form, can actually help lower blood pressure. I've been telling people for years to increase their magnesium intake and take their vitamins and, you know, yada, yada, yada. Nobody listens. All of a sudden somebody comes up with a story about magnesium. All of a sudden it's news. It's not news. This has been around for a while. Please. And then let me see here. All right. This is very, very interesting. Remember years ago we talked about how the public option is not gone for good, but it's lurking. All right. And it's waiting for the time to come out. Well, President Obama has resurfaced the public option. And we'll talk about why that's a great idea or why it's a horrible idea. Meanwhile, a study has come out finding that medical marijuana has saved Medicare $165 million in 2013. Really? Medical marijuana has saved Medicare $165 million. Going to talk about that. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. You see, I have to do my commentary. I need to do commentary. But we're never too busy, of course, to take your calls, your comments, your questions, and your no criticisms, your compliments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But really quickly, but we're on day 7 of Pokemon Go? We're being now asked by officials at the Holocaust Museum and Poland's Auschwitz Memorial. They're asking Pokemon Go maker Niantic to maybe take their sights off the locations where players can hunt for the Pokemon creatures. Apparently, the app is bringing people into the Holocaust Museum and Poland's Auschwitz, and I'm not sure what is being roared or hollered while they are playing their game, but I would just say places such as that, probably not a good idea, okay? There's also been a lot of warnings from law enforcement to not trespass government property when you are trying to reach your Pokemon. I don't know what you guys are doing. Are you trying to eat the Pokemon? Are you trying to step on it? What do you throw? You're supposed to throw something on Pokemon Go. Tom, have you played Pokemon Go yet? Because I really don't know what the heck's going on. Maybe I'm too old.
I only played the original Pokemon, and that was you throw a Pokeball at it, you collect them, you hunt them, and you collect them, and you keep making candies out of them. I assume you're grinding up the Pokemon and making candies out of them to feed to other Pokemon.
Does the Pokemon bleed? I mean, this sounds pretty violent to me. So you're hunting them down with more weapons.
I'm making up the grinding up. There's a trade system where you collect them, and the more you collect them, you can trade them in and get points or candies so you can upgrade your Pokemon and they can evolve. At least that's the theory behind the game.
And my guess is these Pokemon have an affinity towards Holocaust memorials because I guess people are going to Holocaust museums and, okay.
There are ghost Pokemon out there, so, I mean, maybe.
Oh, no. You wonder. Apparently there's this big kind of research cyberspace pool of minds trying to figure out why this Pokemon Go is so big. And, we do it to ourselves. I think we made it bigger than it was. And I think nobody was playing it. Here's my problem, okay? I'm fighting being middle-aged. I am now officially middle-aged. I mean, once you hit your mid-40s and, it's, wow. Okay. And so, to me, when I was younger, I'm like, well, I am never going to appear older than I am because I'm always going to be up with the times. Okay? I mean, I'm never going to be the person in the room going, huh? Who's Taylor Swift? Okay, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be always up on everything. You know, and it shows that you're hip and you're cool and you're, you know, in it, with it. Although, saying hip and cool really aged me as, groovy. I'm very groovy. And I'm foxy. And I'm totally tubular. So all of a sudden, something like this comes out and nobody wants to be left out. Nobody wants to feel old. So everybody's like, yeah, I play Pokemon Go, so I'm cool. Date me. Maybe that's what's going on. This amoeba scare is scaring the heck out of me. And we're going to have, again, our microbiology guru on with us, Dr. Karen Deuce. Join us. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffer suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
You bet I do. All right, well, we have to. Somebody has to. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for not firing me yet, and big thanks to Tom. I'm sorry for, having the show reach out as far as it does, and big thanks to, Freudian slip, and big thanks to Tom who was working the dials. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. I really messed up that intro. Really quickly here, the Oklahoma State Department of Health is warning swimmers about a rare fatal disease lurking in the Oklahoma bodies of water, and this disease is called the primary amoeba meningocephalitis, or PAM, and it's brought on by an amoeba, which is naturally occurring in freshwater ecosystems. Back again, and I am so glad that she is here with us, because when it comes to amoebas, which is my favorite microbe, I know very little about amoebas. And even though I was going to name one of my kids amoeba, because I just love that name, one was going to be amoeba, the other was going to be paramecium. Here to make heads or tails of what's going on is Dr. Karen Deuce. She is, and I apologize, I don't have my, Dr. Karen Deuce is a colleague of mine, and I believe it's associate professor of the microbiology and immunology. Did I mess that up?
Nope, that's right.
Okay, good. Associate professor. Good. Okay, yeah. So basically, she's higher ranking than I am, which is why we had her on the show. I think everybody's higher ranking than I am. Thank you, Dr. Deuce, for joining us. I appreciate this.
Oh, my pleasure.
All right. So these amoebas, they're pretty scary. Tell us about them.
Yeah. So basically, they are known as the brain-eating amoeba. So, you know, if I was writing, you know, one of the new zombie apocalypse novels, this would definitely be right. The guy to use, right?
Yeah.
So amoebas are really interesting little single-celled organisms. So to know what they look like, so if you took an egg and you popped it in the pan like you're going to fry it, mm-hmm. and you know how it kind of just spreads all over the place, right?
Right.
And then there's that big yellow yolk. Well, if that yolk was like gray, and rather than just like spreading, it started moving across your pan. Now, if you decrease the size to, like, you know, the size of one of your own cells, that would be an amoeba.
Mm.
And they have an interesting lifestyle, so they insist when they don't like where they're living and that, you know, conditions aren't great. And then they can make this thing called a trophozoite, which is basically the part that replicates. So amoebas, they exist, they become, you know, they break out of their cyst, and then they are trophozoites, and then they replicate a little bit, and then they swim around the water and gobble bacteria, and then they form amoebae. More than one amoeba is an amoebae.
That's the plural of amoeba. I thought it was amoebae.
Yeah.
Amoebae. That's very good. That sounds like a Pokemon character.
Yeah. I know it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, check your cell phone.
Yeah, I know.
So, and then basically if you happen to be swimming, so they like fresh water and they like really warm fresh water, so hot springs. And then in the summertime, you know, the lakes get a little warm and then they're really happy. There's lots of, you know, things to eat and they're swimming around. And then if you go swimming and you get water up your nose,
mm-hmm.
these little guys will crawl up your nose. And then they will go into your olfactory nerve, which is a gigantic nerve which hooks up, you know, so you can smell things, hooks up to your brain, and they will climb into your brain through your olfactory nerve, and then they will start eating your brain.
Scary stuff.
So,
now they're very interesting. So with the olfactory nerve, will it attack the nerve first, and can we say one presenting symptom would be anosmia or lack of smell, or will it just use that as a pathway and bypass it and just go straight to the meninges? And
No. Yeah, they're small enough so that the nerve doesn't notice them. They don't eat the nerve. They go in and they, like, you know, the good gray stuff.
And also, by the time something like that manifests, it's already infected. I mean, how many days does it really take from you swimming to and getting it up into your nose? Or neti potting, which, remember, that happened a few years back where somebody neti potted using tap water.
Happened. Right. Yeah. I think it's like a week or so.
I don't see anything definitive out there either on that.
And the symptoms are just like other bacterial meningoencephalitis types of things, and so you really can't tell as a physician what this person has. What you have to do is ask them, have you been swimming in, especially if it's July, August, September, right, have you been swimming in fresh water?
Right.
And that can be key. Or have you been using your neti pot to flush out your sinuses without boiling the water for 10 minutes first?
Right.
Because sometimes tap water can have these guys in it too, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's really rare. Like it's very, very, very rare. Like, you know, since, I don't know, for the last 50 years, there's maybe been, you know, 60, 80 infections. You know, it's not like every time you jump in the water, you're going to get this thing.
Yeah, and when you look at the millions of people that are, you know, swimming this time of year.
Exactly.
For those of you joining us, we're talking to Dr. Karin Deuce, Associate Professor of Basic Sciences in Microbiology and Immunology at Toro University, Nevada, where we both teach. So, you know, Dr. Deuce, there's no treatment for this. So I, you know, there have been some people
that have lived.
Oh, there is? Oh, lay it on us.
Yes.
Okay. Lay it on us.
The CDC tells me that there is a new drug that they're using. They started using it as an investigational drug for another parasite, leishmaniasis.
Mm-hmm.
Leishmania, but it also works against what they call free-living amoeba, which is what this Naegleria fowleri is. And it's called, miltefosine?
Miltefosine.
I'm obviously not a pharmacologist.
No, you're right. You're right. I have seen it. You're right. Yeah.
It's an investigational drug.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can get it. Actually, as a physician, you can ask the CDC for it directly. If you have a patient that you suspect is infected with this thing, they've actually had two survivors. First time anybody's ever survived. It's usually, like, fatal.
Yeah, because, again, by the time anybody realizes what's going on, it's already caused brain damage.
Right, exactly. And severe inflammation of the brain. And so, yeah, so you're doomed usually up until now. If you got this thing now, there's actually seems to be a potential treatment. So,
oh, thank God.
Survivors, that's very, very good.
Yeah. And again, it's just one of those things.
It's spreading.
You know, people say, you know, gosh, Dahlia, everyone in the media over, you know, hyperboles and, you know, exaggerates
right.
the risk. You have flesh-eating bacteria of the skin. You got these brain-eating amoebas. But the thing is you know, we're not trying to, you know, entertain anybody or we aren't trying to make a movie or a Pokemon game. Which, by the way, I did want to make a video game years ago where you sit there and try to blast amoeba and paramecium and bacteria. I think it'd be pretty fun. I mean, Pokemon to me gets boring after a while, but I think blasting amoeba would work, but that's neither here nor there. These things, this is exactly what it does. It munches on the brain or your flesh-eating bacteria. Yeah. That's what it does. It eats away, and so we can't describe it any other way. I mean, we're not going to kid and glove it.
Right, yeah, and unfortunately, like I said, it likes warm water, and, you know, things are getting warmer, and so now places, normally this was found in the southern tier of the United States, and Australia, I think the very first case was in Australia back in, like, 1961.
Wow.
And so it's in fresh hot water globally, but it's now moving north, so they've actually had a case or two in Minnesota, which is, like, you know, really cold. That's where I grew up.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's good. That's where GCN Network is based at. Yeah, GCN Network is based out of here. So this is good. Yeah, well, you get to fly fish.
Yes, he's never going swimming again.
Yeah. Yeah, I live in Karin, Dr. Deuce and I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. And, I mean, it is hotter than hot. But what's always kind of surprised me, not that you're a geologist by any means, but it always surprised me that as hot as it is out here, even hotter temperatures than the south, our water gets cold. I was scuba diving in Lake Mead. I had to wear a wetsuit. It was cold. It was like 63 degrees.
Wow. I had no idea.
I don't get that. And so a lot of people in Vegas are like, well, we don't have to worry because the water is too cold. It's usually water that's 80 degree temperature, correct?
Yeah, 80 or more. So the hot springs are really dangerous. They will definitely have this guy in them. In fact, I think some of the hot springs around the Lake Mead area actually have little warning signs.
Oh, do they? Okay. All right, good. Well, then I won't.
Yeah.
And I kind of have a large nose, so I got a real huge pathway, and I'm pretty nervous about that. So prevention, we could do nose plugs, and what other things would you suggest?
Exactly. Yeah, just, you know, if you're going to use a neti pot or, you know, flush out your sinuses, which is very helpful when you have a cold, just make sure that the water has been boiled. You boil the water first.
Okay, and
then you can also get these little salt packet things to put in there, but boil the water first because
that's a good idea. Yeah, or just use distilled water or, you know, Aquafina. Voss. You can neti pot with some Voss if you got the money. I love that water. I just wish it wasn't so expensive. Dr. Deuce, always a pleasure having you and your microbiology and immunology expertise on. Appreciate it. Can't wait to have you back again. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. It was a pleasure. Bye-bye.
Anytime. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. Let's talk about this spice and how 33 people have gotten sick from it in New York City. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Guys, sorry I had to wet my whistle. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I just downloaded the Pokemon Go. They asked my birthday. So, you know, my birthday is June 16, you know, 1995. Okay, they didn't buy that. at all. And now they want my Google account password. And I honestly, I don't know what my Google account is. I know my email, and I don't want them to access my email. And I'm sorry, just I need to get on Pokemon Go so I know what the heck you guys are all doing. So I can't, I don't know my Google account password. That's the problem. I got so many accounts. I don't know what I'm doing. But I promise I'll be there. I mean, do I get to play with everybody? If I get to play with, you know, my listeners while on the show, I'll get fired. Don't tell GCN. But now I'll figure that out. I got to figure it out on break. I'm about to get a message from management going, wait a second here. You're not supposed to be playing video games when you're supposed to be on air. Look, this is research. I am researching my next story. Listen, the Dr. Dahlia News team, and I don't really mean to insult, you know, anybody or to criticize my team. But honestly, the Dr. Dahlia News team really stinks. I mean, there are a bunch of, you know, slackers that, you know, just sit in a room and they do nothing. They're probably playing Pokemon Go. I do not have a very viable, competent news team. I mean, there are a bunch of goofballs and they're, you know, come on, guys. You know, give me some news. So anyways, I usually have to do most of my own prep. Anyway, 33 people have been sickened in an apparent mass drug overdose in New York City. So police and health officials are now warning all of us about the dangers of using spice or K2, which is synthetic marijuana. Calls started coming in yesterday morning that numerous people appear to be overdosing in the Bedford-Stuyvesant neighborhood of Brooklyn. I apologize for mispronouncing it. I should have a very good pronunciation of most Brooklyn neighborhoods, but I don't. Bedford-Stuyvesant. All right, sorry. Witnesses reported seeing victims lying on the sidewalk, shaking, and leaning against trees and fire hydrants. They said it was a scene from The Walking Dead. 33 people were taken to area hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries. It was not immediately clear what drugs the victims had ingested, but police said some of the victims had been smoking K2. Dennis Gonzalez of Bushwick told WNBC that K2 use in that part of Brooklyn is out of control. He says it's gotten out of hand. They even sleep in the street. We have to walk around them. It's just too much to keep under control. Now, the health department issued a statement Tuesday saying it recorded a spike in K2-related emergency room visits connected to the incident in Brooklyn. The department said it's investigating and monitoring emergency rooms across the city. They're reminding New Yorkers that, K2 is extremely dangerous. The city's public awareness efforts and aggressive enforcement actions over the past year have contributed to a significant decline in ER visits related to K2. Though K2 affects the same area of the brain as marijuana, it contains chemicals that are synthetic. These are chemicals made in laboratories, and then they spray these onto dry leaves. These chemicals are not derived from a marijuana plant. I mean, isn't that crazy that we're sitting here talking about what is good marijuana and safe marijuana? I never thought I would be having a conversation like that, you know, in my career, and we are. So, I mean, basically, if you're going to smoke marijuana, they're recommending you smoke, well, I don't know if we have an actual official recommendation, but don't do the fake stuff, do the real stuff. Crazy what people will do to get high. Now, what can this do? It could cause anxiety, confusion, paranoia, hallucinations, rapid heart rate, vomiting, fainting, kidney failure, reduce blood supply to the heart. Now, the production and sale of this was outlawed in New York City last year in October 2015. Very interesting. I'm looking at a map right now. The Poison Center calls for the synthetic cannabinoid, so basically for K2. And you are looking at New York being one of the highest, Mississippi, then Texas, Minnesota, Arizona, and then you start seeing California and Florida and Virginia. I mean, but this is pretty significant. So in New York City, there were 1,729 calls for last year for spice. California, 112, Arizona, 202, Texas, 673. And I'm not sure what the attraction is. I don't know what the high from that is supposed to be. I almost wish they let us do that in medical school. And I'm not saying this because I wanted to experiment with drugs. By any means, I didn't. You know, I mean, I don't really have a lot of gifts. So the one gift I have is my brain. And I didn't want anything messing with that because that was the only reason why I got into medical school, okay? You know, you'd think it was because of my personality. I sincerely doubt it, okay? I think it's because I had good grades, and they're like, you know what, we'll let this slide, let her go. So I was able to. Same thing with radio. You know, it's not my looks that got me this job. Okay, you know, yeah. So, yeah, I don't want anything to alter my brain. I want to know that I have full control of my brain. It's one of my biggest fears in life that I'm going to lose control. And so that's why I don't like to get drunk or, you know, or high. But, you know, it was very, very interesting, and I've told you guys about this. When you're a medical student, you know, and, you know, you're in your 20s, and you're hearing about cocaine and meth, ecstasy wasn't, I believe, out at the time, and the date rape drugs, that wasn't popular at the time. So it was, you know, the basic LSD. We learned a lot about LSD and, you know, mushrooms and you know, a lot of the 60s type drugs. That we learned, you know, very thoroughly. And, you know, you're like, okay, so, you know, people take them, they get high, they get addicted, and, you know, we got to deal with their addiction, and we got to watch for drug seekers and all that. And, you know, I even as a medical student, you know, I brought this up to some of the students, and I'm like, why are people, what do they feel? Why is there the attraction? And, you know, of course, some of my friends were like, well, it's easy. Okay, well, this does this, this does this, this does this. I'm like, wow. You know, like, but you know what? That knowledge would really, you know, help us kind of make some heads or tails, but there's nobody, you know, we're not going to sit there and try it, obviously. And then we worked a Grateful Dead concert. Oh, what a great experience that was. Jerry Garcia, I think that was one of his last performances. I don't know, but we were medical students, so we were working that and helping medical personnel with people who overdosed, etc. And you saw the twirler. It was like a scene from Woodstock. It was amazing. You know, but you saw people doing drugs, unfortunately going through the agitation and going through the overdosing, and it was pretty scary, you know, what you saw. But, you know, again, I just didn't comprehend what was going on. And my only experience that I had that made me understand what the addiction potential could be is, you know, when I was in labor and I was in my fifth day of labor with my kid, Stone. And I was now having the contractions so unbearable, but I was still too early to get an epidural. They gave me a shot of Demerol. And that IV shot of Demerol was, I mean, mind-blowing. Now, I don't know if the euphoria came because I was in so much pain, and it gave me a brief few seconds of no pain, or was it the euphoria of the drug? But, and I've told you guys about this, I liken it to, if you ever saw one of the Look Who's Talking movie, where, you know, it's all psychedelic, and Bruce Willis is like, you know, as the baby's in the womb. You know, it was a very similar feeling to that. And that's when I learned that you can't just sit there and tell people, oh, don't do drugs. You need to understand what the attraction is and realize that the euphoria is so great. You know, it's like telling people don't have sex. You know, I yell at the kids all the time, no sex. Okay? And my kid's like, Mom, honestly, look, all we're doing is watching TV. I'm like, no, just, you know, none of you guys are having sex till you're married. You know, I don't even want you to think, I know you're in high school, I don't want you to even be talking about sex, don't think about it, but, you know, how do you tell, you know, a group of individuals, okay, whose hormones are going crazy, okay, to, you know, no sex? Does that ever work? It doesn't work. You know, we're telling teenagers and we're telling, you know, people all the time to use, you know, protection and to, you know, control their urges. And no, people are having sex all the time. You know, you know, recreationally. Okay, and, you know, look, fine, let them be happy, etc. Why? Because of the euphoria with it. So when it comes to drugs, you know, and so this, you know, this spice, you know, my sitting here, all right, you know, in a radio studio in Las Vegas, Nevada, okay, the Dr. Dahlia Studios, they're beautiful, actually. Dr. Dahlia Studios are gorgeous. There's a lot of glitter around, too, sequins and stuff, and a disco ball. We got a disco ball here. You know, for me to sit here and go, guys, don't use spice. Okay, that doesn't help. Unless you understand why there's that euphoria and what, you know, will we have a legal drug that we could give people as an alternative? Maybe that's the answer. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now.
In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Still not on the Pokemon Go because there's an issue where it wants to have access to my email. So I'm not sure I guess I'm not playing it. I don't know. I mean, my emails, I mean, I guess I could let the Pokemon look at it. I don't know why they're so interested in my emails. Maybe they're just trying to take over the world.
To be honest, that's why I don't have it. I would play it. If got plenty of people here that play, I could fight Pokemon against Pokemon here. It'd be something I do in the studio, but I'm not giving up my password for all my Google stuff. Sorry.
What about an empty? What about an empty email? Why don't you make an email like thomasthebestproducer.com?
You need to register it to a phone number. Anytime you start a Gmail or another email. So, I mean, you could go make an email to go make an email so you can have a Gmail respond to that email account. But honestly, that just sounds like more trouble than it's worth.
Yeah. And again, if the game is stupid, you know, I mean, yeah. All right. So anyway, so it's taken me, we're now like 49 minutes into the hour, and I still haven't been able to log on to Pokemon Go, so I don't know. Oh, well. All right. So years ago, they were talking about the public option, and I predicted, as well as many of you, that it was never gone and that it was going to come back a thousandfold because in response to Congress saying hell no to the public option, they came up with the Affordable Health Care Act, I believe, in a weekend. And it was written very quickly. It was written very haphazardly. And it was designed to fail. And here we are in 2016. How many years later? 7, 8 years later. We are now dealing with the issue of the public option again. President Obama said on Monday, called on Congress to revisit the controversial idea of providing a government-run insurance plan as part of the offerings under the Affordable Care Act. This public option, all right, how I likened it, was a government-run healthcare system very similar to Medicaid. Now, I can't say that with 100% accuracy because it wasn't designed yet. This was a thought. This was an idea. But it was going to be government run. And the government run medical systems and insurance companies that we know of is Medicare, Medicaid, and the VA system. And so I think those are three pieces of evidence, right, that proves that public option is probably not going to be a wonderful choice. In a special communication article published Monday on the website of JAMA, the American Medical Association's top journal, the president says a lack of competition among insurance plan offerings in some regions may warrant a new look. Now, based on experience with the ACA, I think Congress should revisit a public plan to compete alongside private insurers in areas of the country where competition is limited, according to Obama. The president calls on Congress to take more steps to rein in the cost of prescription drugs and make government assistance more generous for those who still cannot afford health coverage. He urges the 19 states that have not expanded the Medicaid program under the health law to do so. The public option, obviously a huge point of controversy. It was included in the version of the health law passed by the House of Representatives and had support from most Democrats in the Senate before it was dropped. Many liberals hoped that having the government provide insurance alongside private insurance companies would be a step towards a fully government-run system. Now, Hillary Clinton in February endorsed the idea of including a public option. Remember, Hillary Clinton was just endorsed by Bernie Sanders, a very long, reluctant endorsement, but he did finally endorse him. By the way, there's a meme out there where Bernie Sanders is hugging Hillary, and he's holding a file behind her that says, vote for Trump. It's a very cute little picture that's out there, so check that out. Anyway, okay, that's neither here nor there. So she endorsed the idea of including a public option to allow people age 55 or older to purchase Medicare coverage. Now, you see, some of you may be like, wait a second, Dolly, what's the bad in this? Okay? People 55 or older can get Medicare. We have a government-run option. It's just an additional option. It's not taking anything away. They're not forcing anything. What's so bad? All right. Well, because once you have government competing with private industry, when everything is in favor for the government and on the government side, it can drive private industry out of the market. And we do not want a very untrustworthy entity, and I'm not saying trustworthy in means of crookedness. I'm meaning untrustworthy in that, okay, a very financially stable entity, a very predictable entity. You can't introduce something unpredictable and something very financially unstable into a market, put all the power in their hands, give them all the goodies that they need, and have them compete with it's not, I believe, the safest thing to do for the economy or for our healthcare system. And again, I have not seen proof that a government-run insurance system is the way to go. You know, we're hearing doctors leaving because of, Medicaid cuts and, their inability to be able to have the array of payers. Medicare and Medicaid, if they pay on the claim, it's actually a very livable payment. Okay, they're not bad payments. And I think many of the payments you hear online are an over-exaggeration of what doctors get. But the big concern we have is many claims don't get paid. I can't tell you how many Medicare claims and Medicaid claims, same code, same address, same electronic billing system, just different patient, one gets paid and one doesn't. So, and because it's almost impossible to get somebody on the phone, to go, look, we didn't get paid on these claims. Many of these claims don't get paid. Now, you have some people that are experts in Medicare billing and Medicaid billing, but a lot of us doctors that have been through, quote-unquote, these specialists to be able to make sure we get paid, we've been very, very frustrated. So a public option coming into play with the games they play on paying the providers or the threats of audits, et cetera, a lot of doctors and medical providers are going to be like, you know what, forget it, leave me out. And so here you are with a possible health insurance plan, but very little access, which is what we're starting to see with Medicaid patients. Okay? I have Medicaid, but the next available appointment is not for 3 months. I can't tell you how many of you have written me over the years saying, I can't get an appointment for months. I'm like, what are you talking about? Why can't you just walk into what about walk-ins? What about, nope. They won't do that anymore. I remember the first few years when I opened practice, I didn't care if you didn't even have insurance. Medicaid pending, we saw you, you were sick, we saw you for free. So we saw so many people for free, and, I didn't mind at the time until, I had staff going, look, I need a raise, or I need you to hire my sister, okay? She's got two kids. And I'm like, okay, well, I got to make sure I'm bringing in money because I need to make sure I pay the staff. And then the money's not coming in. Then you take a mortgage on your house, and it just starts to fall apart. And I'm not saying we can't go for a public option because we're worried about mortgages of doctors' houses, because nobody gives a heart and doot about that. But I'm very concerned about a government entity being more powerful than the private sector, and it's a government entity that would not, I guess, give you the most advantageous health options. My guess is the public option would be very similar to other government systems where it's mostly generic and availability of fancy tests, and it's definitely worth discussing, but I really did not want to see this resurface. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life?
Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.